Start the morning off just like this. Marvin Gaye.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find to bring some loving here today.
to be smiling for? Smile, so what the f you be wildin' for? Smile, come on, I get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages, graced the cover of 100 magazine pages, made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot, with a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for.
Smile, smile,
so what the f you be wildin' for?
Smile, smile,
if you're breathing, you achieving.
Y'all ready to get enlightened, entertained, and empowered with the Empower Hour? We're gonna do it with a smile in the morning. Again, my name's DJ Bobby Payne. We got a great panel for you today. Let's go.
Yes, yes, everybody. Thursday morning, we're living our best life. Blessing beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM on our new time slot every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at the Empower Hour. My name is Miss Trish, and we're being entertained by DJ Bobby Payne this morning. But for the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I am with Pharaoh and Gina this morning. Say hello, guys. Say hello.
Power to the people.
Blessed melanated rising people.
That's what's up. But before we do anything else, like every show, I'm going to pass the mic to our Chief Enlightening Officer, a.k.a. CEO, in order to bless the show and our melanated kings and queens.
Oh, this morning feels special, everybody. This is the beginning of December. I am grateful to life. We're grateful to God, our creator, and to the ancestors just for making it possible for us to be here this morning. And I ask that today's show, let it be very enlightening, empowering, uplifting, and entertaining for our listeners. Just keep them safe, keep them positive, and just keep them just feeling that spirit of love. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe, ashe. Guys, it's Thursday morning. This is the first Thursday of December. How are you guys feeling?
Woo!
It's cold outside.
Gina, okay, we know it's cold outside. I asked you, how are you feeling?
No, but wait, hold on.
Are you feeling cold from outside?
No, but can we address that 1 second? Because yes, it's cold, but it's not regular. It's actually warm for now.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm so confused because I'm still wearing long johns because I officially said I would wear them.
You started wearing long johns at the beginning of November. No?
No, but that's the thing. I'm so confused.
The first snow, you said, I'm going to wear long johns.
You still need long johns.
That's what I'm saying, but it was like 15 degrees this week. Still wearing long johns. I was like, I don't know. I'm confused. I'm not taking them off.
Yesterday, I was on FaceTime with my nephew, and he's like, Auntie Gigi, like, your nose is red. Are you sick? I'm just like, no, but it's cold in my house, and I don't know why I don't just put up the heat.
Right?
So, because, like, the sun went down instantaneously. Like,
At like 3:30.
At 3:30.
At 3:30, exactly. The sun went down. Yep.
And so, I was just like, why am I freezing in my own house? Mm-hmm. I was like, no. I have to put the heat up.
Up. Other than that, how was your week, though? It's Thursday. We're almost done. How was your week?
Yo, to be honest, this week, I felt a little down.
My Gina, like, what's wrong?
I had no idea. It was like one of those weeks where I was just like, I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Okay.
I didn't feel like, I just wasn't feeling it.
Okay.
I wasn't feeling it. And then it took a turn for the better, I'd say Tuesday.
Nice.
But I was just like not here for it. I don't know.
All right.
Sometimes you just need some time out.
Sometimes you need a time out, time alone, regroup, reset, and keep it moving, right? CEO, Mr. Pharaoh, how's it going?
Well, okay, so two things, you know, I like to double up. So first, just again on what Gina was just saying, what my my awesome member service rep, Maggie, had told me this weekend, this past week actually, is that something about the moon was happening. And she's like, so if you're feeling kind of wonky these last couple of days, it has to do with something with the moon.
Yeah.
Now, I could have taken some time to do a little more research on that, but I didn't, obviously. So it just made sense to me. So I was like, cool.
Pharaoh just comes with the platform. It's the moon.
It's the moon.
Pharaoh, why are you feeling down? It's the moon.
It's the moon. That's what Maggie said. So anyways.
Okay.
But the thing is, because to go over what Gina says, I was feeling kind of wonky this week, too, still.
Really?
I have to say. So it's not even... Yeah, it's not a unique circumstance, so that's why I'm definitely giving it
the moon. You're giving it the moon.
But,
okay.
Yeah, my goal for this week, though.
Right.
I've been failing terribly, but I did say starting this week, I'm going to start balancing life better. Because these The beginning of the year started blessed, right? Because I was in Trinidad. For the most of the beginning.
Shout out to everyone
of the year.
In Trinidad. Oh wait, just me and Farrell. Okay, anyways, keep going. Yeah.
Yeah. So the year started blessed. I was able to balance, calibrate my energy because I was able to still work while I was in Trinidad and do everything I needed to. But you know, you're in Trinidad, so I'd make it a point to read, journal, meditate, handle my business, take walks. Anyways, balanced life was good. Then I came back here, still continuing with the balanced life. But then, I don't know what happened. North America just changed the whole vibe, and everything just started getting heavy.
Yeah.
And I lost balance, and I found that I found myself going back into like 12-hour work days, 15-hour work days, and it was just bananas, you know? So I told myself, this week I'm going to make more of an effort to balance your switch them, because I think that head is messed up.
Okay.
So I'm going to make it, you know me, I just keep it 100 while we're on
you're
air.
You're talking about your balance. Go ahead, I got it. I'm
so
a balance
good.
Phone. Go.
Thanks. Yeah, so I found myself just working these ridiculous hours again and just not giving enough time to just family, not giving enough time to just, you know, just lamping out, pausing for the cause, so to speak.
Right.
So I'm making that. I'm putting it out there so you guys could continue to send me these positive vibes and see me as that balanced guy. Don't see me as a workaholic. See me as the guy who's spending time with his family and running a very successful organization.
And you can
at
do
the
it.
Same time.
You can do it. Now I'm going to piggyback off of what you're saying because my week only yesterday was like, geez Louise, what's going on? Other than that, it was good. Tuesday, I put out my blog post about self-sabotage. So I wanted to talk to you about that because you know what? You have to work smarter, not harder. That's going to make you a lot more balanced. You know what I mean? And that's, hi Anthony. That's one reason I realized I was working harder, not smarter. And yesterday it all came crashing down. I don't know if you guys ever got like enlightenment from spirit just to tell you to sit down.
Yes.
Yesterday, Wednesday was that day for me. I woke up in the morning. I'm like, okay, I got to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Oh, no. My body told me S. Sit down and stop it. Because if you don't, you're going to go crazy. So literally I sat down yesterday and it was all for good reason because I got confirmation on something that I was waiting for from a family member. It was okay. You know what I mean? Everything happens for a reason. I am good. But yeah, when spirit tells you to sit down, sit down, man.
Yep.
Sit down. Because if I didn't sit down, I don't think I would have handled the news that I received as well as I did. You know what I mean? I'm always so busy doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G again. So that was that. But other than that, my week is good. It's Thursday. It's the beginning of December. What else can I say? We're grateful for life, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's
that.
Absolutely. All right. So we're doing headlines now?
Yeah, man. So.
All right, where do you guys want to start today?
Well, let's just address, just right off the cuff, we watched our grandparents boxing this weekend.
You know what? Stop it, Fabro.
That wasn't what happened.
Freaking Snoop Dogg.
No, you're not even
Snoop Dogg in the commentary. If you guys watched that fight, you heard Snoop Dogg in his commentary. It looked like two uncles fighting. I said he did not just say that.
During the barbecue.
But you know what? Those two uncles could still box him, though. Like, they can still
exactly, because I know Mike Tyson is still hitting hard.
Yeah, I'm not trying to catch a right from Mike. I'm just saying.
Okay, not even Roy Jones. None of them.
No, Humbo is dancing around the ring. He's like, even after the commentary, he's like, I'm hurting.
What do you expect?
What I respected is when the interviewer was asking him, so are you going to be doing this again? He's like, well, he did not confirm nor deny. No, he's like, I need to speak to my family.
Yo, it's a lot because those are body shots. Think about it, guys. Punching your ribs by Mike Tyson or Roy Jones.
No.
Forget it. Nah. I'm not even down with this stuff.
My dad retired, I think, at 40. I always say I think he was done with the punches. Like,
Hold on. You can't just say that and not give a proper
shout out to
Jersey Long, representative here in Montreal.
We need some sound effects, Pete.
I know. Every week I tell myself.
I have to do it all the time.
I need a proper to-do list. But yeah, no. We got to give the proper props. Gino just grazed over that. But no. All right. So big shout out Jersey Long.
Yeah, Jersey Long.
All right.
Big shout out.
Second
big shout
world
out.
Champion, taekwondo, black belt, kickboxing. boxing,
yeah, we definitely need sound effects. Champion. I need to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Okay,
sound effects is, you know.
But all that to say, he retired at 40.
The thing is, 40 is not old. You still have so much life at 40, but I understand that it's more on your body. It's like 7 years past your body feels like. Kind of like football, right?
He retired so he could have so much more life.
Thank you.
He could still have his body in.
Right, facts.
Yeah, he golfs. So
yeah,
hey, that ain't nothing.
Golf everything.
Yeah,
golfing
yeah.
ain't nothing.
No, don't tell him that. He's just like, that's a lot of walking, you know, in a hot day.
But it's not work on your body, though, Dad.
A lot of carrots.
No disrespect, Mr. Long, but golfing ain't nothing on your body.
After a long day, you know, sometimes there's a little twitch in the hip, like a little.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right, yes.
He's just like, oh, my hip. I'm just going to lie down.
Yeah. Good Uncle Jerz. So so now okay, but yeah, but all to say though, the fight was like, it was cool to watch. I have to say, and it did make me watch other things about Mike Tyson on YouTube, and he's a pretty dope dude. I like his I watched a little interview that he had about his book and stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
Yo, that I'm like, no, he's a
kid cartoon too.
Yes, Mike's been doing
his life story is pretty intense. Like, no, so I give the man enough props. Like,
exactly.
Just from the outside looking in, I wasn't rating him like that. Like, I was just like, okay, he's Tyson and whatever.
Right.
But no, just watching and just knowing more about his story and stuff, like, yeah, I rate the man big time.
That's
still.
Good. That's good.
So, Trish, you shared this actually right after our show last week.
Right
you
after
were telling
the show.
Us about this.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys had seen the Paris producer that was attacked by the police.
Oh, man. What a thing, guys.
It was an absolute
so disgusting
sight.
So disgusting
absolutely
on so many
disgusting.
Levels.
I'm going to pull it up so
it
I can share it on our page.
I got a new phone, so I can't, I don't have it anymore.
Mm. All right, well, I'll just tell you guys the story very quickly.
Yeah.
So, je vais résumer vite. Fait, we have a producer walking down the street to go to his house
en
Paris. He's not wearing his mask, but he's going into his house. He sees the boy them, translation, the police. So, he sees the boy them. And he's like, oh, well, whatever. He's ducking into his house. So he's not even going to stress it. Goes into his house. Tell me why the police follow him into his house and try to pull him outside.
Crazy.
So when this is happening, he's like, yo, what is happening right now? So now he, in his mind, and I'm telling you guys just from the interview, like, because there's a video that I'm going to try to share and find and share for you guys. But where he's really telling the story, face mashup in a sling, and he's retelling what's happening on his, because he's watching his surveillance videos, okay?
Right.
So now, he has his own videotapes of what's happening. So he's saying, okay, here is where the cops are trying to yank me out of my own house.
His own house.
And I'm, with no say warrant, no nothing, just we're just here to grab you.
One was in plain clothes, by the way.
One was in plain clothes.
Let's point that out.
Thank you.
So he didn't know if they were actual police.
Exactly.
Or they were just trying to rob him.
Thank you. Because let's not forget it. This is kind of random, but Kim Kardashian was robbed by people who were dressed up as security. So that came to her hotel. So just to say. So he's literally fighting these three, what he's not sure is cops or whatnot. Three against one.
Four.
It was four?
Four.
It was four.
It ended up being four?
It was four.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so sorry, guys.
It gets worse.
Anyway. So he's going through this whole thing, and now while he's fighting, he's trying to open the door to his basement because he has a live recording studio, a session going on in his studio at the time.
Exactly.
So he finally gets the door open and yells down to the guy. So now the guys run up from the studio, and when the boy them see that there's other guys in the house, now they flee because they're cowards. And they're basically, because if you're in your right, are you going to run? No, you're not going to run. You're going to be like, you guys all stay there. This guy's under arrest. No. Because you know you're in the wrong and you came on some left tinks, that's what happens. So anyways, long story short, they end up basically, so the police run out, but then they end up coming back, obviously super deep, mad guns, all kind of things. So now the guy's like, okay, so he's going to give himself up. Because obviously he doesn't want to die.
No problem.
And he doesn't want all those people to die too, because we don't know where these police are coming from. And so he goes outside, and they continue just to beat the crap out of him. And this is all based off of what? He was not wearing his mask?
Not
wearing his mask. All right. Going into his own house.
Into his own house.
In his own studio. Like, disgusting.
I don't know how you guys
what
feel
was
about
the point?
I don't know.
What was all that tax dollars for? For what? You know what I mean? So we're going on, like, you know what? Gee,
but
I don't know.
So they are being charged with, policemen are being charged over beating the black music producer. Three officers have been mis en examen.
Okay.
So, you know, that's like, you know, put on leave. And under
investigation.
But
is it paid leave, though? Because you know how that works sometimes. Sometimes it's just paid leave.
They left that information out from what I'm reading.
Of course they left that information out. Yeah.
So two of the officers were 44-year-old brigadier with apparently 19 years of reportedly exemplary service.
Oh, my God. That's so great. They were fantastic officers. Whatever.
Yeah. But they're being held in custody, while two have been given conditional release.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, if you're being held in custody, I don't think that's paid with leave, though. Yeah. It's not like, all right, you're going to have to be in custody, but we're still going to break you off a check.
I hope.
So, but, and not, like, I mean, France is far from these stories happen a lot in Europe as well.
Right,
in France
exactly.
As well. But this is a lot faster of a response than what happens in the U.S.
Oh, wow. Absolutely.
I'll give them that. You know, I give credit where credit's due.
But all for a mask not being worn. Or wait, the color of his skin?
Yeah, let's just be real.
Oh, like, and they said that it's because they were scared.
Of what? Him walking into his house?
Yeah, they were scared.
Oh, because they were...
They were fighting him because they were acting out of fear. Because police officers against one man for not wearing a mask. It was very fearful.
Yeah, that was so scary. They needed to bring their whole force after.
Oh, and they said there was a smell of cannabis. But how you smell the cannabis outside, though?
Exactly. When you guys are scared of cannabis?
So... when you came inside, matter of fact, that shit, he's supposed to be mellow then.
Exactly.
He should be like, all right, guy, just come
scared
in peace.
Of cannabis. Wow.
Yeah. No, this is just where we're at.
Yeah, this
right
is
now.
Just the world we live in, unfortunately. Sad though. Next up is going to get us more mad.
No, it's not going to get us too mad. But the next topic, well, it's something that we're going to be addressing in a couple of weeks. You know, when I say a couple, it might be next week. But anyways, biracial relationships and strengthening like melanated relationships. These are topics that keep coming up. And I want to create an opportunity for us to deep dive a little bit, just so we could kind of address the elephant in the room and just kind of dead the noise once and for all kind of thing.
Mm. I don't know if it's going to dead the noise. I think we're just going to share our opinions.
We can share our opinions. We should label that one the relationship episode. Mm. Let's just do everything surrounded around that. There's so much to dive into about
that.
Even with the community updates and stuff like that, we could even, you know, we could go deep with that. Deep dive. Let's deep dive if we're really going to deep dive.
So that's a teaser for you guys. Make sure you tune in forever. Okay. Every week it's going to be live, but yeah, no, it's just I wanted to put that out there just so we know what time it is. But it's because what came up, we had people questioning Kamala Harris because she has a white husband, Dominic Anglade has a white husband, so they're questioning that.
They're questioning the black women who have white husbands, right? Just asking, because, you know, it's funny how black women get questioned all the time.
Yeah, I'm not starting on that
one. No, I know, but it's
like... Next week, we get to
the relationship episode. Yeah, we got lots to say.
All right, so now, and as we're closing out this segment, we're going to just quickly address, I don't know if you guys have seen it, I had posted it, we had a sister in our community, Anastasia Marcelin. She's being attacked by this guy named, hold on, let me pull up his name. I was
he's
so
a commentator or
yeah, he works something. For the he works for the Montreal Gazette.
See, I looked at that, but I didn't really know the full story, so I was waiting for you guys to actually elaborate on that because I wasn't familiar. So if you can,
you guys know me, I'm forever joking around. But I want to pull it up properly because and I don't want to missing the man. Okay, Richard Martineau, that's the dude. Merci beaucoup. Richard Martineau, the Journal de Montréal. So he's a racist. Everybody knows he's a known racist. It's not just, this is not a one isolated incident. Mm. It's just that he just chose the wrong one and the wrong time. Because right now, I don't feel we need to be sitting back and watching these things happen anymore. And as a community, as a collective, we have a voice. And if all we could really do is express our voice to stop these kind of things, then shit, by all means, let's do it.
Because when you said he chose the wrong one, what did he do exactly?
So basically, he's been pretty much insulting Anastasia on social media, and he has a huge following, and he has a lot of racists who follow him.
Okay.
So what he does, so once he does that, he sheds light on that person, and then his minions go and they start to attack
that same person. Okay.
So that's what's been happening, and I was gonna actually have Anastasia call in this morning, but it's intense what's happening, guys.
Okay, and has he been known to attack other melanated folk as well?
Oh yeah.
Who else?
Right now he's going back and forth with our homeboy Renzel right now as well.
Okay.
And now I gotta give Renzel props because, well, Renzel goes toe to toe with people all the time. So he, you
okay,
know,
so
big shout out to Renzel.
For that stuff.
Yeah, he's equipped. You guys just definitely follow him. He's hilarious, first of all.
Okay. Who else has he gone after in the community? Let's really talk about this.
Oh, I don't know who else aside from those two. Like, because we have them two. But those are just from within our own circle. But okay. Once I started to pull this man's card, I realized that there was a lot of people who did not appreciate him, did not appreciate his commentary, etc. So it's just time that these kind of things stop. So I am putting it out to the community. Go, hey, I'm telling you, check out the man's page. See the kind of ridiculous
comments. Yeah. Like the people commenting. I was just, I always forget the man's name because I don't read him. But he's mm-hmm. just like, there's no racism in Quebec. Oh. Just read homeboy's comment.
Oh yeah,
and you'll see.
They're still saying
logo,
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, logo.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Are you sure, sir?
Loser. The name
are
is.
Are you sure, sir?
This guy is such a loser. Anyways, whatever.
So, anyways, so yes, no. So that's basically, you know, that's what's popping right now. And it's kind of to see and to think about. But yeah, that was basically for the headlines. Unless you guys have anything else, we'll segue. We'll put on a quick track as we get ready for affirmations and goals.
On my way to Bootsy Bella with hella the hoes. Try and think what I'ma tell them when they get alone. I'm a glutton for women I shouldn't yearn for. Shouldn't be tempted, but baby, I like to hurt. Or maybe because I was searching, I found me the perfect person. But me and her didn't work out, she buried what you worked for. And I carry the bitterness of a cola nut. Nah, Jerry and shit, my parents never showed much. Womanizer probably could have been a feminist, cause I respect them, but Lord, I got polygamy problems. The hoodie come from Barney's, spending money is therapeutic. The way the shit, they don't think that you care to buy. So we buying Prada, Balenciaga, like it is not a. And the Ferrari, my favorite's God and tax problems. Pierre Mars, I dropped 10 on my last visit. And half that up in Saks, our favorite black businesses. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yo, look, look. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Smack bout two racks on handmade new rags. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. That's everybody from sports to college class to rap and back. The high life is a movie, we ain't promised a sequel. Ambition, my second album, how was you sleeping? Dropped the album with Seinfeld, they thought I was tweaking. A prophet, a genius. I'm flying with Lena, I'm riding with Nina. One right for the shy, one right where I need her. The funny thing is, I'll always be single. I love me some Logan, I love me some Issa. I never get either. No women is queens me. I'm a drunk, I'm a demon. Heaven knows I'm a dreamer. I seen Taraji and Calvin, always hope I could be that. I fell in love with an actress, acting like she don't need me. Polarizing the sun, underrated again. Show business to never love you the way you love it. You come and we go, they quick to forget. So every bougie event I attend, I tell them this. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yo, look, look. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Smack bounty racks on handmade new rags. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. That's everybody from sports to college class to rap and back.
He keeps leaving you for dead. I don't know what you've been waiting for. So you got your love locked up instead, but something better's waiting at your door. You don't know your worth, all the things I know that you deserve. Say it's not real if it doesn't hurt. Find someone you know will put you first. Strong thoughts left in your head. When you lost hope soon.
I love that song.
Yo, that song's pretty lit.
Who is it?
That's Khaled. That's Know Your Worth by Khaled.
Khaled?
Mm-hmm. Khaled. Not DJ Khaled.
No,
just
Khaled. I know.
Black singer, R&B singer, right?
Yes, yes.
Baby making music.
Yeah, Khaled. Chocolate Khaled.
Hello.
So chocolate.
Make you feel good. Know Your Worth. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Pharaoh, how are you doing this morning?
Yo, I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. You know, yeah.
So, I'm remiss because I meant to mention this when I came back from Toronto. Mm. Did you watch... You want to turn the music a little down?
No, see, I don't really know.
Yes,
like,
you do.
Okay. I want to turn it down.
Oh, yeah,
yes, you do.
Yes.
Yeah, because we can't... Like, it's like the music blaring
please
over
and thank
us,
you.
Like.
Look, guys, I like some background ambiance while we're talking. You guys did...
Yeah, that's but,
actually right. sounds okay. good.
Yeah,
it does, but it's a little bit loud.
I feel like I got to yell. I feel like I'm yelling over the music. It's, okay. it's not a club. I mean,
okay,
we're having fun.
It's Club and Power Hour, guys. Let's go on the ones
club
and twos.
Club and Power Hour. So, listen.
All right, listening.
We put on a Christmas movie for the kids. Kids totally fell asleep, and I was on my phone, and then I started watching it, and I put the phone down because I was like, this is amazing.
Yes.
So did you watch Jingle Jangle?
11 times. I have Nzinga's 3 years old, so you know you have to watch it 3 times.
I don't care. I'm 35.
Was it good? I've never watched it. I never watched Jingle Jangle.
It's damn good.
I was in all my feelings.
Is this a Netflix thing?
It is on Netflix.
Okay. Black. It's black.
Black on black.
Something to watch this weekend.
It's black on black on black. It's a musical. It's showing intelligence. Yeah. It's showing innovation.
Yeah.
It's showing trials and tribulations. It's showing Afro culture.
I'm in love.
The dancing that goes on.
The dance. Listen. Felicia Rashad is in it.
I'm doing moves right now. I'm doing moves.
Really? Whitaker. I need to watch this weekend.
No.
Netflix and chill by myself.
Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely. Like, I was plugged in. But, you know what?
Sorry. What?
Jingle Jangle, folks. A nice family movie. Nice family movie.
Yes.
To watch. Like, all black children, all black families need to watch Jingle Jangle.
Oh, white ones too. Like, well, just everybody in general. You know,
I'm just saying. You know, being able. You're right. Everybody.
Next
needs
thing
to
you
watch
know,
it.
They redo it and call it Raisin Wrangle or something. Yo, please keep it at Jingle Jangle. Thank you.
Raisin and potato salad.
Exactly. There you go. No.
You guys are jokes.
No. Just saying. But what I'm saying to this is that we didn't get a lot of that growing up.
True.
Yeah.
And if we did sometimes some of it, I appreciate the efforts, but some of it wasn't really like it was pandering more so than anything else. This was very much so where your children can see people who look like them in successful places. And it has protagonists, villains, all these things too, but it's all within their community. So I
love
it. Fantastic.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
That's
yeah.
Good.
So this past week, I put a post out asking people what they would want as their superpower.
Teleportation.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Is that not, that's the only superpower.
Well, technically I needed three. Because again,
no. If you're gonna ask one,
no, I didn't ask for just one.
You know, what?
No, I did actually. I'm cheating. I said, "What would be your superpower?" You're right, Gina. Okay, so I did just say one, but then I cheated and I said three.
Because then you would just take all superpowers. I don't understand.
No,
except
you
for
wouldn't.
Aquaman,
no, you wouldn't take all. These are my top three. All right.
Go ahead.
Teleportation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Telepathy.
Hey.
But we already have that.
Telekinesis.
We already have that too.
Well, talk to me, Gina. Teach us.
I'm just saying. So
break it down.
Let us know.
As Gaia moves into different dimensions,
yes,
we will be telepathic. I mean, how many times where we just look at each other and we know?
Yeah,
you just
facts.
Know.
Yes.
So here's an example.
Okay.
Years ago, my brother was graduating. Mm-hmm. He was completely in the pit, and like we were in the arena, so like he was very far away.
Yes.
Man's on the stage says something like, "Okay, guys, we're here for the next 2 hours." I directly looked at my brother, and he looked at me. And then we said to each other, and we nodded, and we did a two at the door. Great.
2 minutes, we're out of here. Got
telepathic.
It. Okay. All right. You know, and I actually have to say, because we do, I used it actually, my telepathy, when I lost my cousin during Carnival.
Yes. And your brother.
Yeah, yeah.
You all lost kind them of, this year during Carnival?
No.
Actually, no. Yes. This year. This year.
Okay.
This year I lost my other cousin during Juve. So.
You lose everybody.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I think you're supposed to anyways. But
yeah,
anyway, the point is, and you guys already know the masses of people. I'm talking masses of people, all kind of different things. My vibe is like, yo, stop right here. And I stopped. Mm. I looked to my right, and here comes my cousin traipsing by. I'm like, hey, there you are. There you go. Telepathy. We just kind of connected on that level.
Yes,
but okay, so just to say, I do agree that we do have it, but I guess I want it more enhanced. I need to have more control over it, as well as my telekinesis. I need to have more control over that. And just, I got to get the teleportation down because I just don't want to end up in wrong places, part limbs missing. Like, what? Didn't I come with my whole body? Where's the rest of my, where's my gear? Like, you know, all kind of, I just want to make sure I got it on top. But anyways, that was me this week. So I would love to hear from the rest of the community. If I'll share it on our page as well. I'll put this burning question out on the Empower Hour page. If you had a superpower.
Will the real Rick Sanchez please stand up?
Well, thanks.
I need a teleportation gun. And
Eminem, get out of this body now.
Okay. I need Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. He's onto something.
But let me ask you, why would you want teleportation? Because that was the other question I asked. What power you want and why?
To me, it's about seeing the world. Like, I love learning cultures. I work to travel. Like, okay. That's my thing. That's my judge.
I like that. You see, yeah. I'm a crime fighter. I just want to go. I want to be where things are.
Oh, okay.
I want to, like, you know what's crazy? When we spoke about that situation in Paris, yo, guys, you
check flights?
You don't want me showing up. What do you mean, check flights? I'm trying to teleport. I'm trying to just
Expedia.
Be there.
Would you have a cape, too? Because you sound like you want to save everything.
Yeah, capes are so old school.
I'm just Black Panther. So old school.
I want a dope, slick suit like Black Panther.
Okay, cool. All right.
Anyway.
So do I. That suit was fire.
Thank you. All right, cool.
Right. Okay. Let's
let's get to some real stuff now.
let's jump into this week's affirmation. So, this week's affirmation might sound a little passive aggressive, and it is not.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good way to say it.
Yeah, it's not passive aggressive. It's just say what you mean what you say.
Now, be of your word, man.
Yeah, well, and it's not just about being honest. And I know it may sound a little harsh, but it's about speaking your truth.
Mm.
And when you speak your truth, you can avoid a lot of pain.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of misunderstandings.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of wasted time.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can be your true self.
I like that.
Because there's nothing like having to fake it till you make it, and it's burning your own character, yourself, your self-worth.
Okay, so for those who don't, give me an example. What is speaking your truth?
So, actually, you know what? Here's a good example. I'm a person who speaks with a lot of tact. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I sugarcoat so much that the message doesn't get across. And so you're not even understanding that I'm trying to, like, sun you sometimes.
God.
And then you're just like, all right, thanks, Gina. High five. I'm like, no, you're supposed to be more mad than that. Because I'm furious.
She said you're supposed to be more mad.
You're supposed to be more mad.
I like this example. Go.
Like, I remember I was at work one time and I was sitting there and I was just like, yo, I'm livid. And my colleague was like, right now? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you sure?
Wow.
I'm like, no.
Question your
anger.
Do
you not feel the fumes coming off? He's like, but you don't look livid.
Got it. So speak your truth.
Speak your truth.
Yes.
And like, especially like as a Black woman in the workplace, and so sometimes we get a little muted.
Yes.
Okay. Out of fear, mm-hmm. and we will lose our jobs sometimes.
So you think it's self-inflicted?
I think it's taught. I think it's taught into us. There's a lot of unlearning to do.
Who's teaching it to you?
Oh, so you know in school when they say life is hard and you have to work hard to get what you need?
Mm.
You do have to work in life to get what you need. But life isn't supposed to be hard.
Facts.
I mean, really? If you're a slave to the system,
yeah, it's true.
It's hard. Mm. But life is not supposed to be hard. Because when you're doing the things that you love, I'm not saying that you're going to love everything that you have to do that comes into work. But when you're doing the things that you love, you're enjoying that work.
Right.
Yeah, okay, there's some administrative stuff that you may not like doing or what have you, but I don't feel like I'm working hard when I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
So when you
allow someone to go into the paths that they are put here for, there's enlightenment, there's enrichment in what you do, and it doesn't feel like hard work. And that's how life is supposed to be. It's not, hey, you can't be a doctor, you can't do this, so you have to go do hard work or whatnot. Life shouldn't be hard.
Mm.
But I ranted and ran on.
No, that's good. It was a good example.
Yo, you're speaking your truth, Jeez.
You're speaking your truth, like your affirmation.
Yes, I'm saying it like I mean it.
Yo.
So I'll jump in right into this week's goal, networking.
I love that.
So as I mentioned earlier on, like this week was a little down for me, and Pharaoh mentioned, you know, there's something about the moons and what have you.
Mm.
But in these times as well, it's very important to touch base with people.
Yeah.
So I watched somewhere, or I read somewhere, someone was saying what he does is he goes at the bottom of his call list, at the bottom of his text list, and he texts the person that he hasn't spoken to in the longest time.
Okay, wow, that's interesting.
And it's keeping in touch with your friends, your family, and just just checking in. And in these times, I think it's very important to just try and check in check and in. See. Because the whole, you know...
Social distancing.
Social distancing, mm-hmm. being strong black women, strong black men.
Right.
Not everybody's as strong as they seem.
Right.
And it's true. Always important to
very
check
true.
In. So do a little networking with your close ones, your family, your friends, maybe even an acquaintance. Who cares?
So you don't mean networking in essence, professionally networking.
No. Nope.
You just mean like...
Connecting.
Human connection.
Yes. And like... Do a text, do a call. You know, phones still, they still ring, you know. Yeah.
I don't speak on the phone.
Neither do I. I was just going to say that some people are not phone people.
But you lose out.
No, but there's WhatsApp voice message. You can just tell me, hi. Hi, Trish, how's it going? Beep. Good. Yeah. You? Good. Okay.
Yeah, but high key, I do agree to that. Like me and my best friend, we talk all the time because we send each other the voice notes, but it's something about hearing the voice.
Yeah.
And like you don't censor your text and stuff like that.
Absolutely. I just don't have time to sit on the phone and have a long conversation. My life is not equipped like that anymore.
I like the challenge, and you guys are being challenged. So Gina, make a note. Next week, we're asking these people, who did you guys talk to from your list?
Check. I like that.
All right,
okay, cool.
I will do it too. I'm gonna go deep in my text messages.
I like that.
And see, and just text me like, yo.
I might have to delete some.
Really?
Because some people are like,
they're last for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what's so good about having a new phone? I don't gotta go too deep. Nope, I'm not going.
Watch your land on your ex.
No, not on this phone.
Not on this phone. This is a new phone. You crazy? No, I just got this yesterday. Hell no. No ex.
So Fair, who do we have in the building today?
Yo, so we have an awesome guest. But hold on, Jim. Why are you jumping on my sauce?
Oh, sorry.
Can I bring in the intro music and all kinds of
bad.
Yo, okay. I'm doing it right now. DJ Fire on the ones and twos. Hold on. Let's see. Let's get this going.
I'm excited about that guest.
Welcome to the OFC business zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Oh, yes. Blessed again, people. So now, welcome to the OFC business zone. For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the melanated community network where we focus on supporting our community, uniting our community, and economically empowering our community. And this is the OFC business zone where we bring you that melanated excellence.
Hello.
You know, I feel like I'm getting a hang of this. It's been, it's been about a year plus. So we have an awesome, awesome guest in the house. Mayumel, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me
this morning. The pleasure is ours.
Blessed rising. Okay, hold on. I'm doing a little mic check. Can you talk into your mic again for me?
I know I have a deep voice.
Yeah, you sound a lot lower than Miss Trish. Miss Trish seems to have a lot of energy.
Like the Terminator? I don't know.
Good. We're getting you good in the headphones. So, Blessed Rising Sister, thank you for being here this morning with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm very proud of the younger generation.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you guys. You don't know. I'm following some of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That means a lot. And you're doing awesome as well. You're doing awesome, awesome things. So, basically, you're an author. So, and I actually, sorry, Gina, I'm jumping on all your sauce.
No, you take this. Yeah. You go ahead. Run with it.
So you're an author. So now, what I like to do, I like to give people an opportunity just to give a little background, you know? So if you don't mind, can you just introduce yourself to the people?
Yes. So my name is Carmel Antoine Bessard. I am born and raised Montrealer from Haitian descent.
Yes.
I'm more from the Northeast, okay?
Yeah, right.
But I'm from this generation, let's say one of the first babies, the first black babies from parents who came from abroad, from this more modern time. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's very important because I think this is how I've been molded and this is how I write is so important.
So which year? 50s, 60s, your parents came here?
Okay, thank you. I thought you were talking about me. No, no,
no. I looked at Tammy too. I was like, sir?
You know?
You said I'm from the generation of the parents.
No, my parents are from the... I'm baby of the 70s. Okay.
No, not you. I meant your parents came here.
In the 70s.
Oh,
okay, cool.
Yes. Okay, so they didn't have necessarily all the tools to navigate in this...
System,
matrix, call it whatever you
call
want.
It what it is,
So I think it's important that I still, as of today, still have the 70s, the 80s, the 90s in Montreal, a black woman, and the west part, the east part wanted us, the system.
They wanted to split us.
Yes, and all... all the traumatized lives
mm-hmm.
that we don't hear them, but they're gone in their mind. Yep. They're gone. Yeah. So I come from that.
Okay.
But I wouldn't consider myself as a writer. It okay. was just another way of expressing myself.
Mm.
I'm a scientist. I was my education is more scientific.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I went to work for almost 9 years at the nuclear plant of Gentilly. So I was
I was the only
nuclear plant black nuclear plant operator as
wow.
a woman.
Wow.
Right? Back in the days, like Homer right? Simpson.
Yeah.
So I'm 20 years and going back outside of Quebec, more in the region de la Mauricie too.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hit too.
I've never seen a black person down there for sure.
Or maybe they have, but the black people that I've seen, I think it had a toll on their psychological state.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of things happened.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and then I decided to go back to school.
Okay.
And I went to McGill, mm-hmm. graduated in 2004. So I was a major student. And even when I came back to mm-hmm. McGill and I graduated in chemical engineering,
mm-hmm.
wow, amazing.
It was clear to me that I have to take like a certain position okay. when I go back. I'm older. And even there, even in the educational system.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I know you, I'm sure you've talked about it, but it's going to push, go against that. But you were talking about
unteaching.
Yes. We're so programmed into
yeah.
that.
Conditioned.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to compare myself to that, but it's like a small rat. You know,
in a wheel?
Cycling, yeah. cycling. Yeah. No, I'm going to beat the system. In every stage of your life, you get to this system, and even in the workplace.
Mm.
So this is, to me, where it all started. Is you know that there was the earthquake in Haiti.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. So I'm seeing that, and I say, yeah, I have a bachelor, so what for?
Right.
Right.
So 2 years after, I'm able to go work.
And 2 years after what?
The earthquake. So we're in 2012, okay? Okay. I took a break from work, and I go to Haiti to work. And it's the word work is very important. I know you were talking about that mm-hmm. earlier. We'll come back to yeah. that. It's not with the NGO. For me, it was very important. It's mm-hmm. work. It's an exchange.
Yeah.
Nobody's helping me, and I don't think I'm going to help anybody. Mm-hmm. It's, you know.
Got it.
Just we're working together.
Yeah.
So I find myself on a landfill, mm-hmm. okay, where they recycle the concrete from the earthquake, because 2 years after the earthquake there are still yep. concrete debris the streets
That's
of Port-au-Prince or the you know the area. So you understand economical, if you cannot drive through your street, everything is blocked.
Yeah,
yeah. Economics is exchange exactly. How can you exchange?
Yeah.
So I am on this landfill.
Okay.
So every week I take note because I'm feeling that what I'm living on this landfill mm-hmm. in Haiti,
yeah.
the country of my parents, so yeah. it's like I'm in the majority, I feel good.
Right.
I'm still living what I'm living here.
How?
As a minority.
Yes. Mm.
As a yeah. diaspora minority?
Yeah.
Diaspora, yes, yeah. also, but also it would be sexism and also racism mm. because there are some expats over there.
Mm.
Expat, and the yeah. way they act is really like, it's their country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's as a colonizer, Christophe wow. Colomb, but we yeah. know what the colon stands
no,
for.
No, like, right,
you know?
Yeah. They've been angry at Haiti since the independence.
Yeah.
Like, they've been making an example of Haiti for being independent, for being the first independent Caribbean.
I want to touch back on this. So you experience a different kind of barrier,
yeah.
which was mainly sexism and this colonizer approach.
Yeah.
So the locals were racist towards you? Is that what you're saying?
No, I wouldn't say it racist. I can say that, okay, who's this lady?
So the white
she looks
people...
like us, but she's different, but she speaks Creole and everything. But it's mostly from the expat, which they are not a lot. But we're talking about the dynamic of power.
Exactly, yeah.
So you could have one or two person who dictate how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And What happens since it's linked to money? Mm-hmm. People down there is gonna say,
bow down.
We, Monsieur Momet, let's go. You have it
so
all.
So it's economic power struggles.
Yeah,
that's what you experience.
And that's and that's why it's the same like right over here right now.
Okay, so how does that translate into you having a business?
A business, because I started to write, and people
speaking to the mic.
I'm starting to write, and then people say, "Oh, Carmel, I love what you write. You should make a book." Okay, I would like to make a comic book.
Where were you writing? On Facebook, social media, or where would you share these stories?
On emails, only to my friends, my family.
So you had like a newsletter that you would send out to people.
Kind of. Okay. And then when I came back, so I decided to take to do that. So my notes, you've been to school.
Your journal.
You have to put in practice what you have been taught. And when the business starts, when I'm going out there to see how does this industry work.
Mm. What industry?
Industry of books, literature. Okay. Yeah. And you get in contact with some people you know, and you talk. But what's interesting is that it always come back to, well, c'est pas vraiment notre ligne éditoriale. It's not our editorial line.
Right.
Why would we talk about a story of a black woman in 80, or even though she's from Montreal? Why? It's not interesting. And but they won't say it like that. It's just, it's not our editorial line.
And which editors will tell you that? White editors or black editors?
Both.
Really?
And that's why we have to be careful not to... We're not gonna say names. Mm-hmm. No. We're gonna... Oh, because they cannot defend themselves. Right. You understand?
No, but if it's your truth, we talked about speaking the truth. If your experience and your truth is that certain people... Okay. Local people, without saying names, local editors?
Local. It would be more sexism. At you. They don't know you. When you look at my face, I'm the woman who sells peanuts on the street. If I was in the country, this is where I come from. Okay. I'm a black woman. This is what people see from me.
Really?
Okay. So that when you were talking about what we have been, is it self-inflicted? Yeah. Maybe because the way my environment worked over me, this is how I feel. Gotcha. Okay. And then this is from the community. Now we say that. we don't say community. Mm-hmm. And from the white part, it would be, c'est pas notre ligne éditoriale. It's not, okay? Mm-hmm. So what do I have to do now? I have to do my own.
Self-publishing.
Yeah.
That's it. And what is interested is that when they see you working, some people get interested, okay? And they asked me to collaborate into another book with Québec Amérique about récits de voyage, you know, journals of
traveling.
Yeah. Because I've been a globe trotter, so they knew I had stories. Mm-hmm. And to see working with a big publishing house and how I work, I feel completely fine by doing my thing.
Okay, right. Bless. Okay. Yeah. I love that.
What happened is that before COVID, I was, I was outside dans les salons, and I think I'm a good seller. I learned that I was a good seller. Okay, mm-hmm. So I have to be careful with the numbers because there are people involved. But I sold hundreds, and right now I would be my books. I sold 1,000. I understand it's not
a
million
1,000 books.
It's not millions.
Self-published. That's great.
That's awesome.
But
it's actually very good.
And look at me, like I'm not tech savvy. You know, I'm from the old school. Like, no, why would I trust this? But still, so I did it mostly people to people, and because I've been involved in a volunteer association, you know, people. This is contacts. Networking. We're talking about networking, okay? And also, you have put a question on internet about what do you think about business, and I talk about networking. Mm-hmm. Networking is good, but the only thing is that you do have. You need trust, credibility, but also you need to have people skills.
Fact.
So as you mentioned, I always come back to you. It's like, okay, if you have your list of people, but some people I don't talk because I was too authentic with them.
You know? I like that.
So,
but you understand? And so, but now what's happening after COVID? I have no choice to go on.
Yes, on the mediums. And, yeah.
You know, and I'm starting. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. I did a campagne de préfinancement.
Ouais.
I didn't go with GoFundMe. I'm not there yet. But also, I already had 100 people say, okay, here, Carmel, here's the money, the money.
Amazing.
So just for me to get the books printed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, I'm going with Jacques Trouillot, black-owned.
Yeah, Michel Jacques. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monsieur
Jacques.
Jacques Trouillot, I don't know. Jacques
Trouillot, he's
in the East. He's on...
Montsley, in Montréal Nord.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
editor?
He's a printer.
Printer,
yeah.
And now he became an editor.
Oh, really?
And now he's doing photos. So I'm Jacques Upakadim Papa Lipou. Yeah.
Big shout out. Good.
You, Jacques.
Good. Huge plug. Okay, cool. So yeah, so now and let's dive into the book. Yeah.
Okay.
So people can know where basically just tell us about the book and then how we could get it.
Okay,
the
book is we can say it's what happened on this landfill with the eyes of a black woman.
Okay.
A professional, when I say professional, scientific, black woman.
Okay.
How was it received? Okay. Mm. And I know in our community, when we talk about books, we always like, oh, we want to prove that we are like such a, you know, Académie Française, Pulitzer Prize, we know how to speak, you know.
Right.
No, this, I wanted to make the book as I am, which is right to the point, the point, and very direct and easy to read.
Awesome.
Okay,
yeah.
So I made it as let's say a scenario, illustrated, always to have some pictures because I feel that I didn't have a lot. When I was young, I didn't have the chance to see myself enough with my feature. You understand what I mean?
This is
very important.
Yeah.
And still, as of today, I'm gonna talk. I know for. But for girls and boys, there's still a lack of self-confidence because
for sure.
they don't their features.
Yep.
They don't see
they
themselves
don't see
as
being
hot, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And do you illustrate yourself?
I would have loved that. That cost me too. I'm going to make another shout out to Gerdy Jacques Préval. This
shout
is
out.
A big, big one.
Mm-hmm.
Gerdy is really renowned. And so, and what's interesting also is that I took it's right now it's in French. It, it will be in English soon.
Awesome.
But it's a French book, but the dialogues are original dialogues. So it was. Some of it was a bit in English, some of it in French, and in Creole.
Nice.
And when it is in Creole, it's always translated.
Thank you.
And,
I was about to ask.
Not to diminish Creole,
right?
But it, don't be afraid. You can pick it up.
Right.
Not to say it's easy, so it's just, it's not really a language.
Right,
no.
It's a
but
language,
don't be scared. And I teach in one paragraph or even one tableau how to pronounce Creole.
Oh,
so
cool.
Don't be scared of of
that's really nice.
I like that.
That's really
like
important because there's a bourgeoisie in that. And growing up, my mom wasn't allowed to talk Creole in the house.
Wow.
Same for us. Same for
you
us.
You had to speak French.
Yes, yeah.
And my mom had to learn Creole on her own in her
30s. That's because of the colonizer mentality.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's real.
To speak Creole, like, you had to speak French
poor.
To show that you were educated.
Exactly.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's unfortunate.
And
but yeah.
I have to make another shout out because this is how we work. Centre Toussaint giving amazing Creole.
She's phenomenal.
Yes, and also
it's a woman running that center.
Yes,
just
Sly.
Yeah.
And also History of Haiti. I'm taking the classes.
Awesome.
Do you understand how come me? I asked to go get back all of this, but now more and more with the younger generation with technology.
The stories are traveling. And why would somebody pick your book up? What's the difference between your book and any other book? Why is your book special? Why would somebody listening to this right now find you and then say, hey, I want to buy that book?
I would say accessible in French, very easy to read, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also you relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
I get commentary from a lot of younger women in their 20s, okay? They see themselves, black women mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are non-black people reading it, and they learn a lot, okay?
Right, yeah.
Because yes, it's a novel, but I give a lot of information. I give the context of what is Haiti from my eyes.
I love it.
And I will receive a lot of backlash because I did change names, okay? I cannot say,
Of course.
But if the hat, if the chapeau de fer, take it.
Speak your truth. Yeah, you gotta speak your truth.
So there are three books, and you can find them whether at La Librairie Euguelion, at the library, the book. Non, là, je suis mélangée. Bookstore Le Guéligion, bookstore Jacques Trouillot, and also at the library of the city of Montreal.
And, we gotta get them at Librairie Racine.
Yeah, why are you not at Librairie Racine?
There's a lot of things. I made sure, I always encourage my people.
Right.
I made sure that Librairie Racine, that the city of Montreal buy my book from Librairie Racine.
Mm-hmm.
But there needs to be
reciprocity.
I like
yes.
that.
Okay.
So you're not there yet?
I used to. But now I am not.
You're not anymore.
So.
Oh.
Where but books, you know, it travels.
Mm.
Okay, it travels.
Well
let's put it that way.
That's it.
And yes.
So now, so those are where. And can people get it? Contact you online. So let's
yes,
give people
they
the
can.
Contact.
Yes,
so
of
they
course.
Can
thank
contact.
You. Thank yep. you. On Facebook, it's Maïmelle, Maïmelle. LG Féminin, but you will find me. Mm-hmm. And Instagram, which I did, I think, 2 days ago. So, you know, I'm very late.
Instagram.
You could do a lot of business with on Instagram.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I know a lot of self-published people that are...
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is what I need. What I really would like to be, it's in schools.
Okay.
In yeah. schools, because I think teenager needs to read that to see themselves.
Mm.
And they learn about culturally. They learn
that.
A lot. So
definitely, and that's if that's where you want to go, remind me, and let's talk about it like offline, so to speak. Because
yes.
We do have a lot of relationships with schools, like that we could help to leverage and.
And
help
when
to,
it comes in English, it's gonna come. Let's say at the beginning of next year,
yep.
that's is going to be available for everyone.
Amazing.
So for me, so now this has been exceptional. So now, like we like to give our guests an opportunity to leave us with some empowering words for our listeners.
Yes, and it's interesting because you talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it with my eyes. Work.
Mm.
Okay, but work is comment je pourrais dire, it's an equation.
Right.
Work equals